Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. Oh, guys, thank you so much for coming. Welcome to Fingers on Buzzers Live! Delighted to see you, of course. Welcome to our latest live adventure at the very glamorous, in London's theatre land, the Covent Garden Studio.
Yeah.
What a venue. Our first time here.
I absolutely love it. It feels like a little sort of speakeasy. I feel like we're in Prohibition era Chicago. And we're all doing something terribly naughty.
So if there's any sniff of detectives outside, all your tables do flip over and we're just playing Uno.
Yes.
Not for money.
And we will be playing games tonight.
We certainly will.
Not Uno, but we'll be quizzing, Natch.
Yes.
And I'll be honest with you, tonight I feel slightly intimidated, and I'll tell you why this is, because normally when we do these live events, many of you have been to them before, we have comedians on. So we have people like, you know, Nick Helm or Tom Price. They're nice boys, but they're not that bright. I think
very
that's
very generous there. That was
I mean,
nice.
No, yeah. They're lovely and they're bright, but tonight we have a guest who is properly clever.
Yes.
Funny and clever.
It's disgusting.
It is. So we will be introducing you to him very shortly. Before we do that, we'll set out some of what we're going to do tonight. So there are going to be physical challenges.
Ooh.
If you came to the last live show, you will have seen me try to do a Rubik's Cube while answering questions about Manchester United. Which
it was as successful as you might think.
It was about 5 days, wasn't it, that it took me to do that?
It felt longer.
It really did.
I was reading the questions,
passed.
It felt longer.
Yep. Day turned into night, autumn turned into winter, and COVID was... It hadn't even started when I started that Rubik's Cube. So there'll be a similar theme to that. Then we are going to have some specific quizzes to our lovely guest.
Very special guest. Tailored quizzes.
Very clever, very funny. Very
good. Very, very, very hard quizzes for a very clever person.
Yep. And then we're going to end with a song. We've not planned it, but we have been drinking, so anything could happen. In fact, before we did this show, I do have to come clean with you. We recorded an episode of a podcast called Spit or Swallow, which is not as sexual
it's
as
terrible
it might
giggling
sound.
Here.
Yes,
come on.
I like your giggling. Well done. Continue to giggle. And it's a podcast all about alcohol, and we therefore had to drink during the podcast.
Had to drink it,
and we had to bring
drink
our
all
own.
Of it.
We really did, and I bought. So this is right. You know us, right? You know me. You know Jen. Who do you think is classier? Don't answer. So the drinks that we brought, so when you do this podcast, you bring along your own drinks for them to decide whether they like them. So Lou Conran and Sally Ann Haywood host it, and they decide whether they will spit or swallow the drink that you bring along, whether they like it or not. So one of us brought along a vintage 7-year-old rum that was produced in Goa. Okay. One of us brought along some fizzy pink wine from Aldi. Let's see if they can guess. Fizzy pink wine from Aldi. Who bought that?
Lucy.
Yeah. I like the fact you're on my side. I like you. Right, this is fine. Yes, Jenny bought this gorgeous... It was a stunning rum. It was delicious.
That's aged. Mm. Produced by monks.
Yeah, the old
probably.
Monk.
Probably. It's called the old monks. Yeah, I don't know if monks were involved. That was a lie.
Whereas mine was produced on a production line in Dagenham.
But it got a unanimous swallow.
It did. It was a good wine. Anyway, so there we go. So that will be coming out soon. You'll be able to listen to Spit or Swallow with Jenny and I talking about our most drunk and exciting escapades.
Some of our most drunken escapades. Limited number.
We kept a couple back and we'll be telling you about those later. So let's move on to the podcast we're doing now, Jen.
We are.
Should we do a theme song? Do you want to sing a song?
Live?
Yeah, why not?
Live.
It's another edition of...
Fingers on Buzzers.
Just the one note.
It's all I need.
Exactly.
We've got a quiz challenge for you first.
That's right.
And a physical challenge.
Yes.
Now, the eagle-eyed amongst you in the room may have spotted something on the table right here.
Mm-hmm.
Who remembers these... The wire buzz thing that you might get a fair... Is it switched on?
No,
I don't think
it's
switched on. Of course you're going to win if it's not switched on. Okay, here we go.
Right, this is... So I've got to face this challenge, so...
Ah! Every time the hook hits the wire on this puzzle, this buzz the wire puzzle, it creates a lovely sound effect.
Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do, in the same spirit as the Rubik's Cube adventure that we had last time, is
Adventure endurance.
Yes. I have to answer quiz questions while attempting...
Move this drink out of the way.
I mean, move everything out of the way, Jen, to be honest.
There we go.
I've never had a steady hand, and I've had Prosecco rum and now a white wine.
It will help.
Be a disaster. So... are you going to do the questions?
Yes, I've got questions for you. I'm going to fire these questions at you.
Okay.
You've got 3 lives or you're out. So you've got to get all the way around the puzzle and answer these questions in good time.
Okay. This is never going to happen. But
okay.
Put
the hook onto the puzzle.
The hook is on the puzzle. Right, I've gone already.
That didn't count. It didn't count.
It's not boding well, is it? No, look, this
sit
is actually,
down. Get yourself steady, down. Love. Get yourself steady.
Okay.
Get yourself... Assume the position. Maybe put your elbow on the table. No?
Can I nominate an audience member to do the...
Yeah, you can.
Can I do that? Right, okay. I'm going to get... Look, you're nearest. Hello. Up you pop. Here we go. Look, this is... Right, what's your name?
Kit.
This is Kit right now. So, Kit, would you want to... Yeah. Kit's a lefty as well. Well, marvellous. Right, Kit, you are my arms. Okay. I shall answer the questions and you can be my left arm. Right, just get yourself acquainted with the thing. Let's see how you go. Oh, she's doing very well. Look at that. There you go. Right. Okay. So,
let's go. Who wrote the novels?
Gone
Girl.
Gillian
and
Flynn.
Sharp Objects. You can't interrupt
Flynn.
Me. It's mastermind rules. One life. Is a nautical mile longer or shorter than a land mile?
I think
mile?
It's longer, Jenny.
How long?
It's 1 point. Oh, you totally forgot.
Correct. In which year did Big Brother, 2 Lives, first air on Channel 4?
Oh,
keep going.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Kit. No, you are doing better. Look, she's got further than I am. Big Brother Ed in 1999.
Incorrect. Anybody from the audience? It was 2000.
One year out, as they say on Potmaster, my favourite.
You always bring it back to Ken Bruce.
I do. I'm always thinking about Ken Bruce. Always.
And what part of your fetish? Which colour pill does Neo swallow in The Matrix?
Oh, red.
Correct. What is the currency of Vietnam?
The dong.
Correct. You just enjoyed saying that, didn't
you? Yeah, I did.
What was
thinking about Ken Bruce again.
Ken Bruce's dong every time I see it. What was legendary comedy actor Oliver Hardy's real first name?
Oh, I absolutely know this. Oh, Babe Hardy in his early films. Babe. Yep. He was called... Oh, no, this is going to haunt me. No, you're going to...
Audience?
Ken Bruce.
It's not Ken Bruce. It's Norvell.
Norvell, I did.
Glossectomy is the removal of which body part? That's four lives. Keep going.
What, ectomy?
Glossectomy.
Your tongue.
Correct. Which 1980s band was Reverend Richard Coles a member of?
The Communards.
Correct. Which iconic soap character lost his first wife to electrocution by a hairdryer? That doesn't electrocute
Ken Barlow!
Correct. Oh, what is Marge Simpson's maiden name?
Kit won.
Kit has won. Officially.
Huge round of applause. Well done.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done. We should probably give you a prize for that, Kit.
Yes.
Would you like some chocolate? Think.
Do you know what? Oh. It's not any chocolate. It's chocolate from Aldi.
We are gunning hard for that sponsorship deal.
You're very
gunning
welcome.
Very hard for it.
It's Moser Roth, which is the name of quality in chocolate. So well done. Thank you so much, because genuinely we would have been here for as long as it took to do the Rubik's Cube if I had had to do that. So, thank goodness. Well, that was marvellous. That was
a thing. We did it.
We've warmed ourselves up with the quizzing. So that's how it's going to work. There's going to be quizzes. There's going to be physical challenges. And there's going to be, I think now is the time.
Now is the time.
There's going to be a guest. And it's not just any guest. It's a friend of the show. A friend specifically of Jenny Ryan's.
They go way back.
I like him very much. Not as much as Ken Bruce. But he's up there. He's up there in the pantheon of the greats. It is, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only from, you know him as the QI Elf Extraordinaire. You love him on No Such Thing as a Fish. It is the one and only...
James Huckin! Woo!
I feel you should go in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, in the middle.
A rose between two thorns.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
How you all doing?
We can settle in now.
We'll have a sit down now, James.
I just say, I feel very intimidated after that quizzing. That was really strong. Oh, my God.
Well, we're all getting back into stuff. I feel rusty in terms of quizzing, performance, all of that stuff. You yourself are getting back into the world of touring with No Such Thing as a Fish, correct?
We are. We're in the middle of a tour at the moment. Oh. Yep, just done Barnstable.
Oh, Barnstable. You never look back.
You look over your shoulder. we're going up and down the UK. A great bit of fun. I'm doing I do a song where I sing the entire plot of Anna Karenina to the tune of Tetris.
That's very apt.
That's worth the price of admission, surely.
Well,
would you
expensive.
Say so? One expensive song.
It's not Kalinka, is it? Kalinka?
Anyone? It does begin with K, but it's not Kabienka. It's Karabnieki or something
Thank
like that.
Thank you.
Karabnieki.
Very good.
But I did buy a balalaika so that I could play the balalaika, but I can't get the pickup, so I can't play the balalaika on it. And also, I'm really shit at playing the balalaika. And I've been learning it for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And a proper musician came round to our house yesterday for dinner, and I got my balalaika out. And I've never seen anyone look with such pity at someone. It was like a child learning how to play the violin, just, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, so sad.
Well, we all had those lockdown dreams, didn't we, of I'm going to learn how to do a thing. And
I learned nothing. It's great.
Yeah.
Took a holiday from learning. That's my day job.
Well, do you know, because I, all my friends think it's really weird because I always say, oh, I wish I've really got to try and watch more television. And everyone's like, that's the thing that we do, that we wish we could do less of. But yeah, I need to watch more television and drink more. That's really
my... it's such a struggle.
It really is. What did you do with your lockdown? How did you fill it?
Well, I wrote a book.
Nice.
QI book, yeah.
Oh,
learned Russian.
No!
No.
You, because you have a Russian wife, correct?
I do have a Russian wife, yeah.
So really, how long have you been married to your wife for?
Great question.
I feel like it came up in Facebook memories.
Didn't it? You were at my wedding. How long was it? It was, I think, 9 years, nearly. Yeah.
So you've had nine years to learn Russian and you've just got around to it.
I just got around to it and I'm not very good, but...
Let's do you a quiz. Okay, someone from the audience, give us a Russian word. Or give us a word.
Come off it. This is not fair. Come on.
Okay, hello.
Well, you could say здравствуйте or привет.
Okay, very good. Yeah.
Depends how much I know you. Like, Jen and I are friends and you just like me very much.
Yes.
So I might say здравствуйте.
What would you say to Ken Bruce if you met him?
What's the Russian for restraining order? Is there anything?
You might say, я люблю тебя. I love you.
Oh, Ken. Я не бью тебя, Ken. What's I stop for pop master in Russian? That's what I need to know. I stop for pop master.
I stop. I don't know what that is. But I was just thinking, I think the way to remember I love you in Russian is yellow, blue, tibia.
Okay.
If you say yellow, blue, tibia, if you say it fast enough.
Yellow, blue, tibia.
Perfect.
Oh, you're yellow, blue, tibia.
I speak Russian now.
Yeah.
What a productive lockdown I have.
Well, that's brilliant. Well, we've learned something already. I'm very pleased. And who has been your favourite ever guest on QI, not including me?
Oh, well, I always just say Lucy Potter straight
away.
My most recent favourite has got to be Rosie Jones. I think she was...
Fantastic.
She came on for the first time in the last series and just absolutely smashed it. And she was on with Giles Brandreth. And just stole the show from him, which I've never seen anyone do that ever.
Absolutely very few
stunning.
People upstage Giles. He was on Beat the Chasers recently.
Oh, yeah. I saw, yeah.
Yeah, he's, it's always the Giles show, but it's more the Rosie show.
She was just stunning. I couldn't believe how good she was. Yeah, amazing.
Fantastic. Now, what letter are we on at the minute?
Okay, so the one that's on TV at the moment is Series S.
Okay.
So on QI we go by letter, I'm sure a lot of you know. And the next one will be T, which we're working on at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be recording in February or March, I think.
Yellow, blue, tibia.
Yellow, blue, tibia.
Put that in somewhere just for us.
will do.
And obviously we can see you on tour at the minute.
Mm.
Where is your favourite place to go on tour?
Well, I would say probably Dublin.
Yes.
Very crazy fans in Dublin, always really, really loud. And also it means that we get to get on a plane and get out of the country.
it's nice to leave the country sometimes.
Yeah. We've done like New York and Sydney Opera House. We did that as well. That was quite cool.
Just amazing. A little gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Casual.
If we go to Sydney Opera House, you can all come. We'll take an entourage.
Yeah.
How many of you go? When you're on tour, how many of there are you? How many of you are there?
There are four of us on the podcast, mm-hmm. and we have one tour manager and we have one sound guy.
Wow.
Do you all get your own room?
We do these days, yeah. You know, we've
you know
hit the big time
it.
Now. Second tour, it's always you get your own room. The first tour, you have to bunk up.
I sort of would quite fancy the idea of, I don't know, you and Dan or something doing a sort of sharing a bed in a Morecambe and Wise kind of way. Or
bunk beds.
Bert and Ernie kind of way, maybe.
Yes, that would be really sweet.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I always bunked up with Andy, so I don't know what kind of... and then Dan would bunk up with the sound guy. And Anna, of course, gets her own room because she's a girl. So
Yeah.
It's in her contract. Very wise.
Yeah.
I insist on having a room with Ken Bruce.
That's why she doesn't get many bookings.
Now, shall we get to quizzing, Jen?
We should do that.
What's going to be our first quiz? Now, I have compiled a quiz for Jen and James.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're going to do that one a bit later, aren't we? It's very good.
I've compiled a quick quiz that James is going to take part in against a member of the audience.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Now, going back to your studies.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a science background.
I have. It's quite many years since I
Well, it's a science quiz.
Okay.
These are things you should still remember.
I'm sure I can remember something.
Okay.
Tell us then, so when and where did you study your science?
I studied physics and maths at Sheffield.
Wow. Mm. In what years?
Well, the years that I actually did the work was pretty much just the last year.
Okay,
for the last month, probably in around, I don't know when it was actually, probably around 1998, 1999, something like that.
That's prime university.
I remember
time.
Big Brother hadn't quite started yet.
Well, that would have been 2000, so yes, clearly I know that now. Sheffield, the Lead Mill, were you...
The Lead Mill, I was a regular patron of that place.
Yeah. Probably saw you there.
Yeah, I turned up there a couple of times.
You did?
Yeah.
There we go. Lovely, so shall I select a member of the audience then?
Yeah, you should.
Right,
now, who looks scared by
the most intelligent looking
one? Absolutely brilliantly. So... now we've got Chris is at the front of the room. Chris, I know of old. Chris is a quizmaster in the Dorset and Hampshire
too smart.
Regions.
Well, anyone who studied the humanities.
Chris, when were you at university, Chris? He didn't do university.
University of life.
Is that all right?
They're the smartest ones.
I know. School of hard knocks. I tell you what, let's go. Chris, would you please come to the stage, please, Chris? Thank you very much, Chris.
Approach the yellow microphone.
Nice to meet you.
Right.
Would you like me to stand as well?
Yes, I think you should stand as well.
Yes, it's going to be a tense environment. This is some classic quiz knowledge, gentlemen.
Okay.
We're talking about SI and SI-derived units.
Oh.
I'm going to give you the property and you tell me the SI or SI-derived unit, which is used to measure it. Okay, are you ready? James, you go
I
first.
I've got literally no chance.
You'll be fine.
What about Chris, are
Lucy,
you going to
Lucy, you're keeping score?
I know nothing about
science. I'll be keeping score.
Okay.
This is quick fire, so you can
first
pass.
First to one wins.
James.
Yes.
Electric current.
Is it amps?
Ampere is correct. Chris, amount of substance.
No, I don't know.
Can I
don't
buzz
know.
In?
Yeah.
Is it kilograms?
It's mole.
Oh, like as in...
Yes.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
James, back to you. Thermodynamic temperature.
Kelvin?
Correct.
Oh, I knew that one.
You're not in the quiz, Lucy.
I
Calm
know.
Down.
But I knew. Well, I'll be on Chris's
okay,
team.
Okay, it's a team quiz now.
Here we go.
What? Okay.
Team.
This is Blockbusters.
Team.
This
yes. Crucy. I'm going to call
Kim
you.
Kim
Luminous intensity.
Lux.
Possibly Candela.
Candela is the answer. Oh. James is ahead. Someone else is going to have to keep score because Lucy's now got so into the quiz. Okay. I can now offer you... From here on out, I will offer you the letter or letters used to represent that unit.
Okay.
It's a bit more difficult. We're going into the derived units.
Oh, God.
We're back to you.
I don't know what that means.
Pressure or stress?
I would have said newtons.
No, I can give you the letters.
Oh.
Yes.
PA.
Oh, damn.
Pascal?
Pascal is correct.
Nice!
Your unit.
Dang.
Electric charge.
Okay. Can you give us the letters?
I can for you get half a point.
Oh no, hang on. I don't know if we want to give up those. No, you got nothing.
It's quick fire quiz, people.
Okay, go on then.
C.
Car, car.
It didn't help, did it? Didn't help.
Car, car,
what's the
car,
point?
Car.
Can I have a
what
half point?
What was it? Electric something. Electric.
Electric charge.
Electric charge. It's charge. It's ch. Sink. Sink. Sink.
No.
Is it Coulomb?
It's a Coulomb.
Oh.
James, back to you. Capacitance.
Capacitance. Okay, that's another electric one, isn't it?
I can give you the
Go
letter.
On, give me the letter.
F.
Faraday's?
I can accept it's a Farad. It is named after Faraday.
Oh, I see.
Controversial.
How this is going.
Chusey.
Yes.
Electrical conductance.
Oh, is it another person?
It is another person.
Oh, okay.
That was a good question. That was a good clue.
Who was good at conducting electricity? Is it Tesla or...
Tesla, yeah,
oh,
one.
Great.
Tesla.
I like that.
No, give us the letters if we're wrong.
S.
Sir Cliff Richard.
Not Sir Cliff Richard.
If she thinks about Ken Bruce, might that help?
Oh, Ken Bruce.
About Ken Bruce.
Scott the Scotsman, the Scottish sex symbol.
James, put me out the misery.
Is it Siemens?
It's Siemens.
Okay, I get where you were coming from there.
James, luminous flux.
Oh, now that could be
sounds
lux,
nice, doesn't it?
Can I have the letter, please?
LM.
Oh. Gosh. I want to say just lumina or something.
It's lumen. I've given you too many chances. I can't give you that.
We did know that. Yeah. Just so you
oh,
know
whatever.
That.
All right.
Fine.
Easy to
you're
say
still
now,
losing.
Isn't it?
Back to you guys. Magnetic flux.
Oh, the magnetron. Yeah, let's get the letter.
WB.
Warner Brothers.
It's not Warner Brothers. Can I have another go?
William Blake.
This known for his magnetic flux.
It's the Wonder Bra.
James.
I don't know. Is it Weber?
Yes. Weber, I suppose.
Weber, yeah.
Inductance.
Letters.
H.
Henry.
Yes. Radioactivity.
Röntgen. Is it Curie or.
I think I know.
Who? Yeah.
Is it BQ?
Yeah.
Becquerel is correct.
Nice. Boom, get
okay.
in.
Play.
Last question each. Double or quits.
That was 10 points, that one, wasn't it? Becquerel. Was.
So this is the deciding pair. Magnetic flux density.
That sounds like something from Back to the Future.
Yes, it is. I made it up. Yeah, it's a real thing.
Go on, give me some letters.
T.
Oh, God. Shall we try Tesla?
Yes, I would try Tesla if I was you.
Okay.
Finally, to the team of two.
Come on.
Who neither of whom have studied physics.
Yep.
Illuminance.
Oh, there's so much bloody illumin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, give us a letter then, go on.
LX.
Lux.
It is Lux.
Yes.
You're in Lux.
We need the tiebreaker to break this tie. Okay. It's nearest the ball.
Do you know what, though? The way we've been scoring it is actually by Scrabble letters. So we had an X and Becquerel. We had the Q.
Oh,
yeah, so.
And I had Henry.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you a question with a numeric answer and the nearest the ball.
Okay.
A candle power as a unit of illuminance was originally defined by an 1860 English law as the light produced by a pure spermaceti candle weighing how many grams?
Oh.
Spermaceti, the waxy substance found in the heads of sperm whales. They didn't. That might be a clue. I have an imperial measurement, but I want the grams, please. James, you'll have to go first.
Will I?
Yes. You pretty much won the first bit.
So. let's go for 23.
Let's go for 24.
Come off it.
I can tell you that originally in 1860, it was 1/6 of a pound, which is 76 grams.
Yes! Woo!
The amateurs take it. And we have prizes. What prize would you like to award, Chris, from the prize table?
I don't know. So the prizes we've got were things that were in the charity shop today. So in honour of Halloween, there's a spooky doll.
It is. It could be cursed. It could not be cursed. That's your choice.
It's definitely cursed.
Okay.
It's definitely cursed.
It's called your risk to take.
Ashley, 16-inch porcelain doll. And it says on the side... Handcrafted in fine bisque porcelain, meticulously hand-painted, hand-tailored dresses, bonnets and shoes, not intended for use by children. This product is a collectible, right? So it's a very serious doll. Or there's some Doctor Who cookie cutters. You get a Dalek and a Sontaran. Thank you to my... Expert. Or some Tunnocks caramel wafers.
Oh, okay. Caramel wafers.
Yeah, it's
yes,
a no-brainer.
There you go.
Eight caramel wafers.
Congratulations to Chris.
Do you want a delicious trip home or your house haunted forever? It's made the right choice, I feel. Very well done in that quiz. On the spot with some rusty knowledge, but you've got some good knowledge there.
Yeah, but I still lost somehow, despite getting most of the answers right.
Should know more about spermaceti candles, that's all I can say.
It was like you got into it, though. You could feel it was coming back to you.
Yeah, I think maybe I could go back into becoming a physicist or something. What do you think?
If it's all just about units.
Yeah. But actually, before I came here, I did... Amanda, your producer, told me that there might be a physics quiz. So I tried to learn all the Nobel Prize winners in physics. And that's what I spent yesterday doing, and none of it came up.
It was so close to being a Nobel Prize quiz, and I thought, you know, that's
honestly,
been
I would have absolutely smashed it.
Oh, who's your favourite ever Nobel Prize winner, then?
Well, what I like about it is they started in 1901, and there was one winner.
Yeah.
Who was Röntgen, was it? Someone like that.
Okay, yep.
And then in 1902, there were two winners, and in 1903, there were three winners.
Wow.
And I just think they should have carried on doing that, shouldn't they?
Found a project with 121 people worked on it equally. Yeah.
I guess CERN, probably more than that.
Yeah. You have to pick which 121 people, and then there'd be a fight.
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, we need to get you your own game show.
Yeah.
Because this is what we do.
Yeah.
When people come along to do our live shows, we think, we decide between us what kind of game show we think they should host. And I mean, obviously, you have so many areas of expertise that it's kind of hard to narrow it down.
Mm.
So we could have done physics. I think TV is crying out for a physics-based game show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That reaction says it all.
Perhaps
somebody's
not.
Just collapsed in ecstasy at the idea of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Good Lord.
That
Ken Bruce.
Siemens.
But might be a bit dry.
And
obviously, you know, you're good at maths. You were an accountant at some point
in
your life.
Yes.
Again, this
maths
is all...
Maths-based quiz show.
Maths-based quizzing.
Sure.
There was a Sudoku quiz show, wasn't there?
Was there?
Yeah, when they became really big, there was really, really... I think on Sky One, they had one series of Sudoku quiz show. I think maybe... was it Carol Vorderman
hosted it? It feels like a Vorderman project, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then I remember the Today Show decided to do Sudoku on the radio. And they just read it out. They went blank, 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 seven, blank, blank.
It does feel so funny now, doesn't it? The Sudoku craze.
Yeah.
It's like puffball skirts or something. You just go, what were we thinking? Why were we so obsessed with it? But it was a massive thing.
Fidget spinners of their day.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, if we don't bring back Sudoku, which I think we shouldn't, what we have decided to do
Way
for
to
you.
Crush my dreams.
Because of your extensive work on QI, when did you start on QI? I mean, obviously you were unofficially on QI.
Yeah, I started in the third series, the C series. Mm-hmm. So if you can subtract S from C... That's a number of years.
Can't do that.
Best part 15.
Siemens minus Coulombs. I don't think that's a real equation.
So it's been many, many years.
Many years.
And obviously the series are, as we have established, based on numbers. Alphabetical, thanks.
That is the quiz show. Alphabetical.
Mm. Oh, it was, yes.
Yeah, remember that?
No.
Was it Dermot Murnaghan? I want to say Dermot Murnaghan, but I just like saying Dermot Murnaghan.
And what did they have to do? Was it like...
Who was it?
I think it might have been Jeff Stelling.
It was Jeff Stelling.
Jeff
Unbelievable.
Stelling. Jeff Stelling's alphabetical. Who could forget that? Let's get him and Vorderman together for... Because, I mean, it's practically...
It's countdown
anyway,
yeah.
Isn't it?
You put them together in a room, it is countdown.
There you go. So what we have decided to do is revive another format. It's not alphabetical. It is not Sudoku. It's a much more well-loved format. We are going to base this on blockbusters.
Oh, what
there
a classic.
We go. Now we're talking.
Da 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 da.
I can hear hand jiving from the audience. I can't see it, but I can hear it.
It's happening. I've just looked. There is hand jiving.
Only the Friday episode.
Yes, fun is for the weekends. That's the only one you're allowed to have fun in. So we are going to allow you, James Harkin, finally to shine as you have always been intended to.
Yes.
Forget Stephen Fry, forget Sandy. They are taking a back seat. This is your moment to host your own show.
Wow.
Which we have we thought of a title for it? We haven't really, have we?
No.
Block Alphabetoku. Block Alphabet Oku is going to combine all the things we love from every show.
All the shows that we like.
From every show. So, Jen, you and I are going to compete, but we are going to, again, recruit from the audience, aren't we? Because we're going to do it blockbuster style.
Oh, yeah, it has to be 2 versus 1, right?
Yes. So, as we have always said, it was always very unfair, blockbusters, wasn't it?
It was. Inherently unfair. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to be. I wouldn't have wanted to be on the team of two anyway. Be paired with someone who was really bad at quizzes. Imagine. Yeah. You just wanted to be on telly from your sixth form. Imagine that. The most annoying kid in your sixth form.
Yeah.
I remember when you were on national television in a two with my sister once.
Imagine being on the quiz show. The most annoying person you know.
There we go. What was that? Was that on?
I can't really remember very well. Was it like a Saturday night show?
It was a Saturday night. It was a lottery show hosted by Julian Clary.
Wow.
And we were one buzz away from winning, I think, 25 grand.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Because at that point, I was so young, I didn't know what the currency of Costa Rica was.
Imagine that. Anyway.
Shocking.
I think it's the colon.
It was, yeah.
It's the colon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the colon.
Colon, after Christopher Columbus's Spanish name.
I thought comma sounded more likely. I mean, it does when you've no idea about Columbus, colon.
Okay.
No. Colonial.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, let's see if that question comes up. So we need one person from the audience to play with one of us. How are we going to decide, Jen, who is the solo player and who is the duo?
We should toss a coin, or the host should decide. Because I don't have a coin on me.
I think Lucy's already been in a duo, right?
I have.
So maybe we should go. Oh, but then you've already said that you don't want to be in a duo, and the person you're with is going
to
be really shit.
Or I'll be the dickhead.
Yeah. So I think, just in the interest of not upsetting everyone, then maybe Lucy.
Yes.
Okay.
Boom.
Okay.
Okay. Lovely.
Select.
Right.
Now she's going on the hunt. She knows who's got quiz ability.
She's looking
now.
For a good one now.
I mean, everybody's sort of looking down and avoiding my gaze. I seem to. It's. Does anyone
Pictionine,
actually want
Pictionine.
To do this?
She's she hiding.
Oh, there's a man.
I think
somebody's raising their eyebrows gently. So I'm. I'm going to take that as an endorsement.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, the interesting thing is that was the hand jiver earlier on as well.
Someone who's got form.
Now, take your place at the microphone, my darling. What's
your
name?
I believe so.
I'm called Chris as well.
Chris!
For people listening at home, it's definitely a different Chris.
It makes it so much
definitely
easier
a different Chris, right?
Chris, tall Chris.
Okay, so how do we do this? I have some questions here.
Mm-hmm.
They're buzzing questions. So do I just read through them and then you guys shout your names? Or?
Well, we have buzzers.
Oh, you have buzzers?
Two. Now, the buzzers we have, first of all...
The budget of this show has gone up.
Oh, no.
In honour of the fact that two of the people on this stage are from Bolton, I have brought along buzzer number one, which will be Jenny's, and then now, Chris, whereabouts are you from, Chris?
East Ham.
East Ham. One of the hams. One of
delicious.
My favourite ham. In honour of the fact that the other two people on the stage are from Bolton, I, today in the charity shop, bought the Take Me Out board game.
Who knew there was such a thing?
Which
Let
we can
the
all play.
East see the ham.
No, hammy lo lammy. This is, so there's a buzzer in it which has the voice of Paddy McGuinness, who is also from Bolton, you see. Wow. This is where I'm going. So we'll have this one. So the voice of Paddy McGuinness shall be our buzzer, and a buzz shall be Jenny's buzzer.
Okay.
And we'll see how Blockbuster Alphabeto Coo pans out.
Okay, so
Patent
we
pending.
Have a total of 10 questions.
Okay.
And the team who gets the most will then go on to a gold run.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah. But we have to get through the 10 questions first, so let's see how we do with that. Oh, Jen.
Just testing our buzzer.
No. What do you think the answer was?
Do you want to test our buzzer there, Chris?
Remember, if you turned off, turn.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, cool. Question number one.
Just sounds like some General Bolton chunnering, which we're very used to.
Yes.
Which C... Okay, so the answer begins with C, for anyone who hasn't seen Blockbusters. Which C is the country where the mojito cocktail, Jen?
Cuba.
Cuba is
nice.
Correct.
Cocktail knowledge.
Well done.
1-0. I'm not competitive.
Which character, beginning with G, featured in the long-running comedy show Friends? Oh, it's the Paddy team.
Beginning with G, the correct answer is Gunther.
Just a bit of thinking time. And Gunther is correct.
Cheating. I was cheating. That's what that was.
Question number three. What O is the animal... No one's going to buzz in.
I'm really tempted.
...that represents the Chinese year of 20... Jen?
Ox.
Ox is correct.
I nearly buzzed in and said ocelot, which I would like that calendar.
The year of the ocelot. That would be great.
It's always the year of the ocelot.
The year of the otter.
Okapi.
Okay. Yes. Question number four. So currently the score is 2-1 to Jen.
Nice.
Which company, starting with M, did brothers Richard and Maurice...
Ooh.
McDonald's.
He's only gone and done
it. Yes.
It was a powerful buzz, powerful.
Two apiece after four questions.
There we go, right.
That theme tune's still going.
Question number five. Which B is a swimming stroke?
Oh! Come on, then. This is going to be exciting. I love this.
Choice of three.
Yeah. Which one are we going to go for?
Butterfly. If in doubt, butterfly.
Yes, go on. It's the most exciting one.
Okay, the rest of the question was, and also the name of an insect. The answer was butterfly.
Powerful stuff.
Do you know, very I was going to go for breast just for the sheer joy.
Cadbury's spots again.
Exactly.
Okay, so coming from behind, it's currently 3-2 to the pair.
My buzz is knackered.
There we go. Question number six. What A is singer Adele's? Jen?
Adkins.
Damn it.
What did you say?
Adkins.
Adkins is correct.
The surname.
Yes, too quick on the draw there.
Question, so it's three apiece after six questions. Oh, very intense. Close. Question seven. Which T is the day of the week? That... Elections. Oh, sorry, go on.
I feel in all conscience. Mm. I mean, it's Thursday.
Oh, it's not, because it could be about American elections.
Elections in the US are held. Jen, can you think of any other day of the week beginning with T?
It's either today, tomorrow, or Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday is correct.
Well, do you know Super what? Tuesday. That's what I was going to say originally, and then I cheated.
Because
I was like, oh, it's going to be. So sorry. I got everything that was coming to you.
You did. That's quiz karma.
That is.
4-3 to the Vixen.
Okay, right, we've got to get this one.
This is the professional quizzer.
Which H is the Greek messenger of the god? It was Chris.
Hermes.
Hermes is correct. Yes.
Well done, Chris.
For all. Oh, my goodness. Question number 9. What are is a type of animal of which one type is the Flemish giant?
Oh. It is a rabbit, James.
It is a rabbit. 5-4.
I love rabbits.
This is for the tie, Jen. Don't you wish you were on a two team now? Question number 10. What M was first held on the streets of London? Chris?
Marathon.
Is the correct answer on the 29th of March, 1981. Incredible stuff. That was really strong, strong quizzing.
Chris, can I say my hellos now before I go home?
You're going to get a sweatshirt and a dictionary.
Oh, but I missed that minibus. Never mind.
I'm not sure what the rules are of the gold drum, but we'll just go through the questions and see if you can get across the board. Is that what happened?
Everybody picture the board in your mind.
Picture the board. We couldn't afford
the copyright, so it's an imaginary board.
Okay, so Chris, what letters would you like first? Any letters? PD, okay. Your letters are PD. Which name is rapper Sean Combs better known by?
Puff Diddy, Puff Daddy.
P. Diddy, Puff Diddy, Puff Daddy, Diddy Diddy, Diddy Diddy Doddy.
P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, you got that.
Ken Doddy.
More or less. Next question, your letters are FK. Where were the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights stored during World War II?
Fort Knox.
Fort Knox is correct.
Oh, he's good.
2/5 of the way across the board. Your next letters are BJ. Hey.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Right, I've got this, Chris, don't worry.
They always said, can I have a P, please, Bob? But they never said, can I have a BJ, please, Bob, did they? Probably just as well in the 80s on television. Your letters are BJ. Which Canadian baseball team is based in Toronto?
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays is correct. 3/5 of the way across the board, 60%. Two more
Toronto
to go.
Toronto blowjobs.
Your letters are TN. Yes. Sebastian and Viola appear in which play by Shakespeare? TN.
The only one I can think of with TN is Twelfth Night.
Twelfth Night is correct.
Yeah.
One more. You only have 10 seconds left on the board. Your letters are ES. Which Central American country has a name which translates...
El Salvador.
El Salvador is correct.
And he's cheering, but he's won a haunted doll.
Very, very good. That was super strong. Well done.
I mean, very impressive.
It was
Lucy
amazing.
Hardly helped at all.
Well, it turns out I was the person in the sixth form who just wanted to be on telly, which is very appropriate. So now, Chris, you can have the haunted doll. You can have the Doctor Who cookie cutters, or you could, in fact, now have the... Oh, in fact, no, you can't, because I need the buzzer for the next round. But you can have the Take Me Out board game minus the buzzer for now.
Can I have the rest of the Take Me Out
board
game?
We'll get you the buzzer later.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Congrats. Buzzer to follow.
Give it up for Chris. Other Chris. It's all about Chris's winning quizzes.
Amazing. So good, so good.
Now, and I have to say, beautifully hosted.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was brilliant.
Do I get my commission?
You do. I'm going to commission. Once we sort out the rights with the actual blockbusters, which may be sticky.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure out a way around that. Maybe using... Well, we can't use hieroglyphs because another show does that. And we can't. No, I think we're knackered, aren't we?
Yeah,
okay.
We'll go back to you're going to host the Sudoku reboot.
Yes.
So that's
maybe like Russian letters, we can do those. Yeah.
Very familiar with the British audiences.
But then the Russian doll thing, what was that one?
Babushka with Rylan.
Yeah.
We do not speak of it.
Oh, was there?
Yeah. It did not do very well, but they put it out in the 5 o'clock slot. people.
What was that, like an old lady there? Because that's what a babushka is.
It was Russian doll themed.
Oh, so it should be called Matryoshka.
Well, that was the first problem with it. That is what everybody was writing to ITV complaining about.
Interesting.
There were different cash values within different dolls, and you had to risk which ones to open after answering questions. And
so what we'll
people
do,
just didn't like it because it wasn't the chase. It wasn't what they were used to.
Ah. We'll people do a like show change. Called Matryoshka, but it'll actually be featuring loads of old ladies.
They've all like got Eurovision that time. That was amazing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bring them back.
Yes. There we go.
I don't know if you've ever been to Russia and you know many Russian people, but the babushkas in Russia are really strong, powerful old ladies. Like if you're in the post office, they're just going to get past you and kind of...
You have to fight a babushka.
What's that?
You have to fight a babushka is the end game of
the quiz. Like in Gladiators, but they're all old ladies.
You have to get past them to get to the stamps. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Jenny, you will go on my first whistle. Babushka, you will go on my
what?
Second
whistle. What was that?
Go now.
I'd watch it. I would definitely watch it. So do we have one more? Is it the final quiz now?
We have a final quiz.
We have the final quiz. Now, this is slightly risky because I've set it. It's in honour of the fact that you two are both from the town of...
Bolton, 1 point.
Thank God. Okay. At least the premise of the quiz is sound. So you two, and you quizzed together in Bolton back in the day, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
The Bolton Ponderers was our quiz team name.
Mm, yeah.
Yes.
But do you see what we did?
Yeah.
He came up with that. It's not my idea.
So I am going to drive a wedge between the Bolton Ponderers.
Not possible.
Because I'm going to set you up. This is going to be... Now, it's a Bolton-themed quiz, but I was mindful of the fact that, obviously, we're recording this in London. We will be going on tour very, very soon. We are desperate to get out of London. I mean, to be honest, I'm desperate to get out of England. It's a hell island. But we will be going to other places very soon, and it does seem mad that you're both from Bolton and we're doing this in London. But given that we are, some of the members of the audience might not be familiar with Bolton. It is a paradise on earth.
Oh, yeah.
It is gorgeous. But also, we have a lot of overseas listeners. So I thought, well, I'm not going to make this just about the Lancashire town of Bolton.
Good.
I have mixed it up. So one of you is going to get questions about the town of Bolton. One of you is going to get questions about the singer Michael Bolton.
Oh, fuck's sake. You know what? I haven't lived in Bolton for about 20 years, and I was thinking, oh, I've got no chance. If I get the Michael Bolton questions, I have less than no chance. I literally don't know anything about that person.
Well, he is internationally loved.
Okay, is it multiple choice?
No.
Oh, great.
No, absolutely. It demands an intimate and intricate knowledge.
Has he had any kind of dealings in the physics world?
Literally none. He has no idea about scientific units. That's why we love him. Would you like to choose? I'll let you as the guest choose first. Would you like the blue envelope or the orange envelope, James?
Oh, gosh, this is Hobson's choice, isn't it?
Yellow, blue, tibia.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yellow, orange, boulder.
Orange, blue, tibia. That means something very different.
I'll have yellow, please.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
Jenny, right, so would you like to reveal whether you have the town of Bolton or the singer?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I have the town, you have the singer.
Okay.
I mean, literally. You might as well ask me questions about the guy who invented the sewing machine.
I'll swap you if you like.
It's fine. No, I mean, I don't mind getting them all wrong.
Do you want to swap? Cool. You can swap. I feel like
I would swap and then I'd get all those wrong as well.
Let's swap. I have met Michael Bolton.
Have you?
Yeah.
Ooh, have you? Tell us about
that. No wonder you wanted to swap.
Oddly enough, I appeared on a show where we quizzed against each other, and the gag that was that half the questions were about Bolton Town and half the questions about Michael Bolton.
That's brilliant.
No, really? So,
yeah.
God, I don't have an original thought in my head, it turns out. There we go. Oh, my gosh.
But this was years ago, okay. So who knows?
Michael Bolton.
Well,
I think I know about two things about him. He cut all his hair off. He had the long hair, didn't he?
He always reminded me of Lance Armstrong. I've never seen them in a room together.
Yeah, that facially, yeah. I'm not sure about the drugs.
Or the testicles.
I didn't get close enough to count.
Okay.
Okay.
We're not recording this, are we? No. That's all right.
Michael Bolton, as we shall call him from now on.
And that's how you replicate a Bolton accent. Well done.
Bolton. Michael Bolton. Bolton. There you go. Now, so do you want to take the Paddy McGuinness buzzer? So,
do I have to have...
In fact, you could have... Yeah, you have that buzzer.
Have
so, James, you're being Paddy McGuinness.
Oh, am I? Great.
Sorry.
Still working.
In order to neutralise... So you press either one of those and you'll get Paddy McGuinness and then you neutralise him. You can neutralise him.
Neutralise Paddy.
Does that work in real life? Because I have... He did come to a QI rap party once, Paddy McGuinness. He was filming something else nearby and he just turned up and drank all of our wine. And I kind of feel like this buzzer would have helped on that occasion.
Just press the McGuinness button and
the McGuinness neutraliser. That sounds very physics, doesn't it?
The McGuinness neutraliser. Yeah.
James Harkin won the Nobel Prize in 2024 for the invention of the McGuinness neutraliser.
If it worked on all quiz show hosts or game show hosts, that would be amazing.
Okay. I'm ready for this.
Right. Okay. So, James, you are answering questions on Bolton the Town.
Yes, please.
This is a long question to start with.
Good.
Bolton's Winter Hill is defined as a particular kind of peak that has a prominence of 150 metres or more. This definition was coined as a punning contrast to the fact that Scottish mountains above 3,000 feet are defined as Munros.
Yep.
So what kind of peak is Bolton's Winter Hill?
I think there are some hills called Marilyn's.
Yes! Boom.
Is that all we've got time for?
Yes.
Oh.
You've neutralised me. So, yes, one question correct. Jenny, complete the following Michael Bolton lyric. Can I touch you? ...
Ken Bruce.
That's the song I sing every night before I go to bed.
Can I touch you there?
It is.
Touch you deep inside.
Gosh, yeah. Really?
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
Is that right?
Is that Michael Bolton?
It is. Can I touch you there?
Wow.
The creepiest song lyric.
No. There are many Rod Stewart songs that are much creepier than
that. Actually, no, you're right.
All of them.
Very good. 1 point apiece. Question number two for you, James, is which road runs from Pendlebury to Blackburn via Bolton?
Is it the A666?
It is the road of the devil himself. It's the A666. Congratulations!
See it from my window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Jenny, complete the following Michael Bolton song title. Murder My...
It's not Ken Bruce either.
It's not Babushka.
Murder My Dreams.
Oh, wow,
is it a sad one?
Oh,
you've gone dark.
Yeah,
there,
murder
haven't
my,
you?
Yeah.
Murder My Dreams.
Murder my wife, please, and we can be together.
Why? It's the correct title is. I'll throw it to the audience. Murder My Cat.
Watching too much Netflix down the front there.
Wow.
Yes, it's Murder My Cat. Straight in at number one. It's no, the correct title is Murder My Heart, which is not much, is it?
That's,
yeah, Dreams is normal. No, it's not.
Right, question number three to you, James. An outlying summit on Winter Hill is known as the Two What?
Oh, do you know it?
Yeah.
An outlying summit.
It's right by my mum's house.
It's not. Oh, near your mum's house. Okay, I know where your mum lives.
That sounded like a threat. If you win this quiz, I know where your mum lives.
I murdered her cat, do you remember? gosh, I don't know. Like the twin...
The two...
The two... Oh, gosh.
The well, two...
Oh, the two miners.
Not the two miners. No, Jenny, you can steal this one.
Two lads.
It's the two lads.
Oh, never been up two lads?
Well,
I've been up two lads. Right. Jenny, complete the following Michael Bolton song title.
It's in a pattern here.
Time, Love and Two Lads. It's not Two Lads. Time, Love and...
Oh, that's what you need. Forgot Two Lads.
This is hard.
Time,
it is hard.
Love.
He's had so many hits, though.
Time, Love, and Promises.
Oh,
doesn't that sound likely?
That's a great
sounds
song.
Sounds good.
It's a great song. Unfortunately, it is not.
James, have a go. Time, Love, and...
Time, Love, and... Cheese.
A delicious song.
It's the three things I want in life.
That is a night. That is a night, isn't it? Yeah. Time, Love, and Cheese. It's Time, Love, and Tenderness.
Oh.
So I think we go into the quick fire
round, neck and neck.
So we're going to have a quick fire round on the buzzers, please. I might ask Chris Neil, would you mind keeping score? Because I'm very busy. Thank you. So I'm going to give you a description of a famous Boltonian.
Yes.
They could have been born in Farnworth, Horwich, West Horton. West Horton?
Yeah,
West
very Art. Good.
Yeah, yeah. Kersey. Even the lady on the train calls it West Houghton.
Oh,
yeah.
Little
shocking.
Lever, Black Rod.
Black Rod, yeah.
Yeah. Any of those
that's
places.
That's where I grew up in Black Rod.
Possibly
you've
even
got that number of fingers.
Hey. Ooh. I love the in jokes, you see. Yeah. I've no idea. Mm. So, first to buzz in. Which famous steeplejack? I didn't think I'd get very far in. I think James got there.
I'm slightly closer to your ears, so it feels like.
Yes.
Must be Fred Dibner.
It was indeed Fred Dibner. Well done. Yes, round of applause. They won't all be that easy, but you know, warming
up. A statue of him.
Which professional boxer was born in Bolton? Jenny?
Amir Khan.
It was Amir Khan.
Dang.
These are very quick. Which broadcaster who currently hosts the Radio 2...
Victoria Derbyshire.
It's not Victoria Derbyshire.
Oh. Sarah Cox?
It is Sarah Cox.
Oh. I was going all in for Myrie there.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, I did not know that Victoria Derbyshire, she's not on my list.
She's a Bolton fan. I think she's okay. From Bury. Yeah.
Imagine. So what's the score at the moment, Chris?
2-1.
2-1 to James.
Wow.
Which comedian and crackerjack presenter was born in...
No like it.
I couldn't honestly say, really, who was first there.
Shall we say it together, then? Because...
Go on, then.
Stu Francis.
So you both get a point.
Crush a grape.
I could eat a whole sausage roll.
I could wrestle an action man.
Yes.
Simpler days, weren't they?
Simpler days. Which comedian... Oh, I
let's
thought
go, let's
bold.
Go Peter Kay.
Do you know it actually was? Peter Kay! Oh, that's annoying. Okay, yes. Born in Farnworth in 1973.
Mm. Most of us were born in Farnworth.
Oh, yeah, that's where the hospital is. Yeah.
Okay, which comedian...
Oh.
Go on then, Jen.
This is the only way I can beat Jen, I think. Let's go for Dave Spikey.
No. Which comedian and actor known for characters including Philomena Kunk was born in 1975 in Bolton?
Diane Morgan.
It was Diane Morgan.
Very good.
That's why the earlier comedian buzz was very strong.
Which comedian...
Not falling for that again.
And writer and actor was born in Farnworth in 1951. He co-created Phoenix Nights and fronted a revival of the quiz show Bullseye in...
Sorry, I misled you. It is Spikey.
Yeah.
I didn't realise it was born in... I thought he associates himself with Jolly these days.
Fair enough.
But yeah, he was born in Farnworth.
Hospital.
Which comedian, actor and writer was born in Bolton in 1987? Her latest show... Alma's Not Normal.
Sophie Willan.
Well done. What's
very
the scores
good.
On the doors there, Chris?
5-4
to Jenny.
Yeah,
okay, right. Here we go. One more question. It's make or break. Which comedian...
No,
actress and music hall star was born in Farnworth in 1905? Her catchphrase was, she knows, you know.
Hilda Baker.
It was Hilda Baker. Jenny has taken it.
Very good.
Superior Bolton knowledge there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now we know who will be welcome back in the town of Bolton. and who must forever live his days wandering as an exile.
In Chorley.
Yeah, maybe they want you in Russia these days. Who knows? But you shall not be welcome back in Bolton. Well, thank you for taking part in that quiz. Thank you, Chris, for scoring. Congratulations, Jenny. But thank you so much for taking part. Our fantastic, magnificent guest, Mr. James Harkin.
Woo! Yeah.
Just before we go, I'm going to test you, James.
On Michael Bolton.
On Michael Bolton.
Great.
Complete the following Michael Bolton lyric. I said I loved you.
That's just the end of it. That's it's a really short song, that
it
one.
Was. It was. I said I loved you, but I lied. Okay, how am I supposed to live without...
My Oyster card?
Well done. The correct answer was Ken Bruce. So... it has been a pleasure talking to you as always. We would love we'll talk to you again. I mean, this is it's only arrivederci, or as they say in Russian,
arrivederci. До свидания. Пока.
And we will be coming to see you on tour. With No Such Thing as a Fish, we'll be buying your book that you wrote in lockdown.
Yeah, all that stuff.
All of that stuff.
All the merch.
Hooray. So thank you very much, and thank you to our gorgeous audience.
For coming out on a wet Wednesday.
Yes, well done. Give yourselves a round of applause. Hugely.
All the Chris's.
Well done. Thank you to everybody at the gorgeous Covent Garden Studios.
What a lovely venue.
We'll be back. We'll be back doing stuff here. Thank you, Jenny, and to sing us out... Performing a Michael Bolton medley.
It's Michael Bolton!
How am I supposed to live without you? There you go. Thanks, Michael. Go on, do us a Michael Bolton. Do us your favourite Michael Bolton before we go. Go on.
No, I can't do it now.
Go on then, James.
What's his most famous song anyway?
How am I supposed to live?
What? No, he's done others. What's the? Hang on, I've got some here. You just do. You don't know it.
If I knew it, I'd sing it.
Stand up for love. Apparently.
Stand up for love. Is that what that went like?
That was like he was in the room. It was amazing. It was like I could just hear his one testicle flopping about. Amazing.
He was flogging those wristbands outside as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So he
still selling them.
Yeah. So thank you very much, and we will see you next time for another edition of
Fingers on Buzzers.
That's the stuff.
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan, and was produced by Amanda Redman, with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.